What's up, everybody? It's your old friend, John Middlecoff. I'm here to tell you about our friends at Game Time. Here's what I need you to do. Go to your smartphone, download a little app called Game Time. Baseball season's in full swing. Oracle Park. Been there a million times. Never doesn't live up to the hype. Go get yourself some garlic fries, a brewski, maybe some ice cream. They have very good Ghirardelli ice cream there. And when you do that, promo code HAM. So download the Game Time app. Your first pair of tickets, promo code HAM, H-A-M, save $20. The A's, only going to be in the Bay Area for the rest of this season. You probably can basically go for free. Just buy a pair of tickets to any baseball game. They also have comedy shows if you want to check one of those out, or concerts. Game Time app, promo code HAM, save yourself $20. We don't even need a thank you. Just hammer that promo code.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
MVP odds, and I'm actually pretty intrigued because this MVP is interesting. I mean, it feels like there's always the default of Tom if they were to win somehow, but I feel like I'm not looking at the odds yet. Okay, I'll tell you a few guys that just I could see having, because all it takes is two or three players to be the Super Bowl MVP. So like, to me, does Gronk have two touchdowns in him and he's the Super Bowl MVP? We'll get to whether or not it's his last game.
He just doesn't catch the ball very much, though, anymore.
I know, but I feel like right now when they get to the goal line, you just are convinced that they're going to run the football. And maybe they just will, and they're good at it. But I just wonder if Gronk's got one of these, like, four-catch, two-touchdown games in him. The other one would be Aaron Donald. Like, if he gets two sacks in this game and they win, that might, and it's a close game, that might be enough.
See, to me, guy, I would go opposite of Aaron Donald, and I'd go Sue, because you can get Sue right now for 100-1. 100-1. So if they're doubling him, Ndamukong has had like an unreal two-game stretch. Why? Because he's trying, because everyone's watching him. Also, contract year. Like, who's to say he couldn't have two sacks and a forced fumble, right? If you win and you have two sacks and a forced fumble, and let's say that fumble's recovered and leads to a score. The other guy that's interesting, I got two more for you, actually. Cordarrelle Patterson.
Cordero?
What if he catches – how do I say it? Can you say it?
Cordero?
Cordale? Cordarrelle?
Cordero?
Cordale?
I like Cordero.
You know how to say it?
I think it's Cordero. Cordero.
I thought it was Cordarrelle.
Cordarrelle?
CP. CP84.
I got a pair of Cordarrelle pants on right now.
He returns a kick to the house and catches a deep bomb.
Could you imagine if Cordarrelle Patterson is the Super Bowl MVP? You're right.
I don't love that one. Here's the one I think is a little more interesting. Plus 125-1. Just because this guy makes plays. Marcus Peters. Pick six on Brady. And like, yeah, he'd probably need – it's probably a little harder for a corner. But we have seen it. So he might need two picks. And one of them be a pick six. I like Sue the most of this little group. Of just like the – of the crazy ones. Just because you would say Sue could have an elite game, right?
You don't like Stephon Gilmore at plus 15,000?
No. See, to me, Grobs, you're just giving away money. It'd be hard for Edelman to get it because then Brady, because he would just rack up catches and Brady gets credit for that too.
I mean, Gronk's plus 2,500.
Yeah, but I've taken him in different fantasy games this year and he fucking lets you. They don't throw him the ball.
Too obvious. Okay.
And they just do not throw him the ball anymore. You're right. Like, it wouldn't shock me. Two touchdowns would be a little shocking.
Well, that's not
because when they get in the red zone, they run a lot of stuff for Edelman, like little pick plays.
It's not going to be enough then.
They run the ball. I'm going Sue. And I'm not a big Sue guy, but because where's Aaron Donald? He's 15-1. So 15-1 or 100-1, I just like the value.
Yeah, no, I think that is good.
Who would get more credit? the forced fumble on Brady, if Donald sacks him, force the fumble, Sue picks it up and takes it to the house. I guess Donald would.
And this is like the game winning.
Von Miller did that, and Malik picked it up, and Malik didn't get credit.
Yeah, the guy that made the guy that creates the turnover gets the credit. Because I think the assumption is anybody, the rest of it is just you just happen to be the guy that's there.
Kind
of
random. The oblong, spear long bounces the right way to you.
Now, if you got to go like, you know.
What's it called? An android? What's the ball?
Oblong spheroid.
Yeah, oblong spheroid.
But the only way you even get attention for that is if you go Leon Lett and Don Beebe chases you down and it gets knocked out of your hands. And
there can't be a worse feeling if you're a defender and the ball pops loose and you see it, you got some green grass, and if it just bounced perfectly to you, you score.
Yeah.
But if it takes a weird bounce, it might not even touch you.
Right.
Like, it just that second, like, goddamn, I hope it fucking pops right up because I'm gonna cradle it and I'm going to take it. I see the end zone. I'm looking at it. But sometimes, it like goes the other way and then the dude's just screwed.
I saw this great, this is what picking up a fumble must be like. Well, in between watching savvy amusing videos on Instagram yesterday.
God, good.
And people have been DMing me on Instagram like, oh my God, savvy amusing, this is incredible. You were sending me clips all Wednesday night.
He does a good play. He does a great Steph.
Does a great Steph. The Chris Broussard one just kills me. I know I mentioned it the other day, but the Broussard Stephen A is just incredible. But I also saw this video on Instagram of like a birthday party in I don't even know where of these kids, right? And this is what they were doing with the kids. They've got a lime sitting on top of a beer bottle, all right? And it's like 15 feet away. And you cover one eye. You should, everyone, if you've got a kid's birthday party or an adult party coming up, you should actually play this like halftime your Super Bowl party. You cover one eye and you spin around, until you get a little, I don't know how many times you spin, maybe five, whatever it takes to get kind of dizzy. You cover the eye, you spin. Then you line up with your eye still covered. You go up to the beer bottle and you try to flick the lime. And I watched like 10 kids in a row miss because you got one eye covered and you've been spinning and it's just, your equilibrium's off and you're like an inch from the lime and you still just whiff on it. It's a great test. That I think is what trying to pick up a fumble must be like. It looks so easy. But I see all these elite athletes just whiff, just miss.
Because you have no clue the way the ball's going to bounce.
And you're like, right? In between, do I fall on it? Sometimes you fall on it, it bounces out. You want to scoop and score. Yeah.
It's like the equivalent of like a bad hop can make a all-time great defender at third base look terrible. Like, there's nothing you can do.
But at least that's a round ball, right?
Well, exactly. Like, it takes a – it's got to hit like a rock. With football, you throw it down and it bounce. You have no clue how it's going to bounce because it consistently there is no consistency to its bounce, right? Because it all depends the way it hits the ground. Sometimes it just has the flush bounce right to the guy, right? Like you always, that's why it's kind of random. That to me is why if you have small hands over a long period of time, that is going to be a problem because that means you're just going to consistently put the ball on the ground, right? Because it is a little, like if you have three fumbles on the year, you might recover them all, right? Some guys just randomly lose them all. Like there is some randomness to it, but there's not a randomness to it if you do fumble the ball a lot. And that to me just gets back to Jared for a 6'5 or 6'4 guy. Like he is huge. He does have smaller hands. And I always think back to like that's something like that could swing a game. Just talking about it now, like in Oregon, when they went up, I think it was a sophomore year in a pouring rainstorm, he got yanked. He couldn't hold on to the ball. Now, again, he's lucky.
It was a monsoon.
He plays in L.A. But like that, you would say if Jared Goff was the quarterback in Cleveland or Baltimore or Philly, it might be a bigger issue. But it's never going to be a huge problem for him. Maybe on an individual game, but not a career.
A couple other ones. John, here's what you do. You go to mybookie.ag for any of these. I got another one for you. Use the promo code HAM. The quarter of Tony Romo's first correct play prediction. First quarter is minus 125. If you can hold out to the second, it's plus 170. I can't imagine Tony's not correctly IDing a play to the third quarter, which is plus 600.
Saw a tweet. Someone watched it all. He got 68% of his calls right this year.
And I think that's a good number, but we've never done that for anybody, so I don't even know what the baseline is. That's incredible.
Clearly got hot in the AFC Championship game.
But I also think late game situations, the playbook gets smaller, right?
Yeah. Because I think to quote Bobby Knight, dumb loses more games than smart wins, right? It's like what you said about Popovich, like we're running four fucking plays. It works the same level. Like, hey, guess what we're doing? What, remember Doug Collins had a famous saying of that Cleveland win? Yeah, we ran a play. It was called give the ball to Michael and get the fuck out of the way. You know, it's like, hey, run our best running play. Like, it's not that complicated. I think coaches would tell you in basketball and football, more in football just because there's more plays to run, but it happens in basketball too. Like, you can overthink it. Remember the play where LeBron was like, yeah, I had to scrap it. David Blatt was having me throw the fucking ball in. It's like, you idiot. I'm not throwing the ball in.
Decoy.
Yeah. Remember, they're like, LeBron, who could dial up the play? He's like, well, I scrapped it in the huddle. And in fairness to LeBron, like, he was right on that one. Like, David, like, what are you doing?
Did I tell you about Jerry Sloan's defensive philosophy?
Hit him in the mouth?
Well, yeah, a coach told me the other day, like, why is Sloan's team so good on defense? Because we were talking about defense. He's like, well, you know what Jerry Sloan's defense was? Guard your fucking man. Like, oh, okay.
They didn't switch?
I think it was just guard your dude. Scrap.
Yeah, I think, to me, the Doug Collins is, yeah.
Because you know what Bobby Jackson, I remember, used to come to the green room sometimes at Comcast when Bobby was there. Bobby always said, like, that John Stockton was one of the, like, John would put his hand on his forearm or his hand on your hip, and he would just push you, like, all the way out to midcourt. Like, you couldn't get around him. You couldn't get past him. He was strong as hell. Anyway.
I do think really quick on John Stockton, maybe the most underappreciated guy in sports history, because, like, I think the casual, especially younger people like you and I that watched him or whatever, but he's like this white, goofy-looking guy. I have never, ever heard one elite player ever say anything even remotely that the dude wasn't a baller and that guy was a fucking war daddy.
Yes.
Right? I've never heard one even questionable take on him.
Yep.
Like, you know, pretty overrated white, slow guy. It was like, that motherfucker was tough. If anything, they always like, God, that guy, man, you did not want to see Stockton.
John, so we've been telling you what we like about this game. We'll get to a couple more props here. My bookie's been in business for years. The reps rock solid, big cash bonuses, and the fastest payouts, just two business days. And this is a great opportunity. So many things that you can find a bet on. There really is a prop for everything. MyBookie.ag. Use the promo code HAM, and they'll match that deposit 50% bonus.
Guy, they literally have a prop on every position group. Wide receivers, quarterbacks, kickers, running backs.
They've got, like, the color of Nance's tie.
Yeah, tight ends, the Romo ones, obviously the basic ones like Super Bowl MVP, time of the anthem. They got it all. I actually really enjoy, especially just because Super Bowl is so hard to pick, these are more fun because the Super Bowl, you just get so angry if you lose. These are like, you don't have to put as much and you just have a good time.
Will the first offensive play from scrimmage be a run play or a pass play?
See, just shit like that. Like, that's sweet. And it doesn't matter. Like, you don't pick Patriots or Rams. You just – the play.
Well, that's what the beauty is. Like, you can be all in on a game that you don't actually root for either one of these teams.
Exactly. What would you go? Is it even odds? 110, 110?
No, I clicked off it, but I think it was like – I think it was plus 100 for a pass and minus 130 for a run.
Yeah, because you'd assume run, but you'd go – it's also based on who gets the ball first, right? Because I'd say, yeah, the Patriots probably a little more likely to pass. I could see the McVay, he's been over the top. Like, Gurley's going to be involved. Gurley's going to be involved. Like, would it shock you if on the Rams' first possession, Gurley gets three straight carries? Like, they would love to get a first down that way just to be like, this guy's our guy.
Yeah, that's not a bad call, actually.
So, to me, it's like the Patriots, you couldn't even begin to pick their plays. Is there a chance right now, Thursday, as we're recording this, that they got no clue? Like, the Patriots do not know their first play. It's all based on what the look is. I mean, they consistently, like, do plays the day before.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Like, because Bill Walsh and the West Coast guys were, and Andy and McVay are the scripters. It feels like they script a little differently. Like, they script, but it's like they can fucking change on a dime.
How about first player to score a Patriots touchdown? Edelman or James White is plus 900.
I kind of like James White. It's like, hey, James White's in the game. What are they going to do? I don't know, throw a goddamn wheel route. They've been doing it now for like 4 years. And every time you look at his box score, you're like, God, he had 9 for 80 and 2 touchdowns. Does anyone cover this guy?
Go to mybookie.ag. They'll match that deposit with a 50% bonus. That means if you put in 100 bucks, they'll put in 50. If you put in 500, they'll add 250. You put in 10, they'll put in 5. When you use our promo code HAM to activate the offer, mybookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid.
You get paid, baby. You get promo paid. Code HAM.
All right.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.